Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, legendary photographer for the Reno Gazette Journal, Marilyn Newton, is here celebrating 50 years with the paper. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Michael Hackett, Janice Flanagan, and Pete Kruger. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are absolutely delighted to have Marilyn Newton here. She is a photographer for the Reno Gazette Journal, a legendary photographer, just celebrating 50 years with the Reno Gazette Journal, which is phenomenal. And not retiring, still planning to continue on. It was a big celebration for you last week with every honcho in the newspaper industry and photography attending. Great to have you here.
Thank you.
So I want to ask you, you know, when you started in 1963, mm-hmm. what was your expectation in terms of a career? Did you have an expectation at that point?
Well, not at that point, because even then, even though I'd worked for the Carson newspaper for 6 years before and all during high school and a year after, I was still going to be an archaeologist. And I came over here and went to summer school, and it was right after that that I got the job at the Reno Evening Gazette. And so I was just going to save some money and go back to school. And, well, it didn't quite work out that way. It suddenly quickly became a career.
Well, and it was kind of funny because there's an irony, because I was kind of in this similar boat. You know, I was a disc jockey on the radio. Somebody offered me an internship to be a weatherman slash reporter, and I ended up in a career I'd never dreamt about.
Exactly.
And similar thing happened to you, because you really didn't plan to be a photographer.
Not really. I mean, I enjoyed it. I think I told you before that I wrote my first story at 12 for a daily newspaper, had my first photo published at 13, both in the Carson Appeal. And so once I picked up a camera, I never let it down. You know, it was just really great fun. So when I came over here, I was hired as a Girl Friday, you know, answer the phones, maybe do an obit or two or whatever. And I got a phone call that they'd done the first pacemaker operation in Nevada in Washoe Medical Center. And I look around and all the editors and everybody, they're in the back shop getting ready to put the paper out. So I wrote the story. And that was 10 days after I got hired. And within 6 months, I was packing a camera.
Interesting you talk about wanting to be an archaeologist, because one of the things I thoroughly enjoy are your stories from all across Nevada. Tell me about some of your favorite places in Nevada that some folks, especially in southern Nevada, may not have even heard about.
Oh, golly, there are so many. There are so many. Well, one place, and I haven't done a story on it yet, is actually where they detonated the nuclear bomb here in northern Nevada. Actually, they did two, but
this
one's by Fallon.
Yeah,
near Fallon, Project Shoal. And I'm going to do a story, but I'm going to do that one probably in a couple months near the anniversary of when they actually detonated it. But places like Fallon, even Hazen, Shurs, they're so neat, you know, Looning, Mina. All those places are just really neat for people. If they just, everybody drives through, but if they would just take a minute and stop and drive around, they can see a lot about Nevada.
A great reporter, Frank Mullen, was the MC at your event,
yes.
And he was telling stories about how he would go out into the desert and come across an abandoned shack of some kind, or it looked like it, and somebody come out with a shotgun, and they'd be threatening you, and then they suddenly go, "Oh, hey, Marilyn, how are you?"
I do know some interesting people. Let's put it that way. Yeah.
Well, it's you know, when you look at your career. You've photographed everybody from the simplest citizen to
presidents.
Yeah, absolutely. Who are some of your favorite subjects?
Oh boy, you mean types of people?
Types of people and particular people.
Oh, that's interesting. I mean, I like them. I like everybody. Everybody has their own personality and their own story to tell in their own way. So that makes it really good. I loved Lyndon Johnson, but I liked him for a reason. I mean, he came here in 64. I was all of 19. And when I met the Secret Service guys, and I even got to sit on the fender of his presidential limousine when I got through shooting photos, listening to the rest of his speech. Try that today. But anyway, when he came down, when he got finished and he came down, the Secret Service introduced me to him, and he had a gold LBJ pin on, and he took it off and gave it to me. And little things like that mean a lot. But I've got still my favorites. I mean, I've met a lot of movie stars. I was in The Misfits with the Clark Gable as an extra. Used to go horseback riding with him every morning. One that I wanted to meet so bad and terrify me was John Wayne, because I know he didn't like the media. But I knew the producer, the director, the sound man. Oh, yeah, and his double, who happened to be Clark Gable's double. So anyway, he just welcomed me with open arms, you know, and invited me to the set a couple of times.
You know, it's interesting. Of all the people I've interviewed over the years, and I know it's a similar thing with photography, there are certain people that have an aura about them. And I think my favorite person of all was Jahan Sadat, wife of Anwar Sadat. And I mean, this aura was so large, you could almost see it. Were there people like that for you that just suddenly struck you that they were almost otherworldly?
Well, one that I really just thought the world of was Moya Lear. She sort of struck me that way, too, you know.
She was quite the character. I remember interviewing her on the radio, and she suddenly burst into song.
Yeah. She was great, a great, great person, and just very, she was very intelligent, but very worldly, and just, she was just fond of people in life, and that was very nice.
Yes. Let's take a break. More with Marilyn Newton when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're celebrating 50 years of Marilyn Newton taking photographs for the Reno Gazette Journal. When you look through a lens, and you look at a subject, how do you view it? Because I know that when people come and sit at this table, no matter how powerful they are, they have a certain nervousness about them because they don't know what the questions are going to be. But this is my home, so I'm very comfortable here. You are very comfortable behind a camera. What do you see through that lens when you're going to photograph a subject?
Well, I tell everybody that, and I guess it's just me in the way I see things, but I see everything as a photo anyway, as a photograph. So then when I put the camera up to my eye, I just try to improve on that and see something a little bit different.
That's fascinating. So in your are you composing or?
Both what? Composing and I really look on people, too, for expressions, because expressions can, you know, tell you a world about somebody. And if you get a person just at a precise moment, just a look in their eye can tell you a world about them.
Okay, tell me about the photograph that you wanted that you missed, for whatever reason.
Oh, my. I'm trying to think if I've ever missed one that I really wanted. Well, actually, I missed one the other day, yesterday, that I really wanted. So that's good. It was the first day of school. I was at Dilworth Middle School, and John Mayer, who used to be a Sparks councilman, is now on the school board. He is really close to those kids, and I don't know if it's just at that school or all schools, but they all come up and give him these enormous bear hugs. And every time I went to shoot the photo, somebody stood in front of me. So I never did get that photo. So there's just one instance. So it does happen.
You know, to me, in the newspaper world in this country, the gold standard is the New York Times. And the first time that I saw your byline on a photograph in the New York Times, I was so thrilled for Nevada and for you.
Oh, thank you.
What was it like the first time that you got a call from the New York Times to say that you were
on the picture? Well, it was interesting that they wanted me to shoot photos for them. Yeah, and I still do from time to time. You know, they'll call and ask me to do it. But, yeah, to be published in the New York Times was pretty good, but I'd also been published in many other newspapers because of Associated Press, because I was always selling photos to the Associated Press, so I got published pretty much all over. And I don't mean to sound vain about that, it's just that's the way it is.
No, it's
but still,
it's,
but to actually be contacted by the New York Times was, you know, my head was about four times bigger than it normally is.
And rightly so. You know, I've made it to the New York Times website, but not to the actual paper, but you've made it to all the way to the paper. So as you look at the industry and the changes that the industry is going through and the changes in technology that your side of the business is going through, how do you feel about all this?
Well, you know, it's like everything. Everything must change, and now it just happens to be hitting the media type industry. And although I think there's a lot of good about online stuff and perhaps Facebook and Twitter, I'm not on either one. I've got to be very truthful. It's either that or work. I can't do both. I don't know. Sometimes I really regret some of the things that might be happening, but I'm hoping that our newspaper, the print edition, stays around for a long, long time. Because what they're finding now is, even with younger people, is they're enjoying sitting down, you know, not with a Kindle, but with the actual newspaper and reading it. So, I mean, it's not doing a lot yet, but it's picking up a little bit, and I think that's good. So we may be around for a while.
Well, you know, what's interesting to me is that, and I know you can get the newspaper the way it looks online.
Yes.
But for me, it's opening that newspaper and looking for a story I wanted to read and then seeing a story next to it that suddenly I start reading.
Exactly.
Because it caught my eye. Whereas online, I tend to go to certain sections rather than reading
the whole paper.
Yeah.
Exactly. And You know, but a lot of people don't know they can do that online, and a lot of them would be a lot happier if they. Whenever anybody asks, I tell them they can do that, but a lot of them wish they knew that.
Okay, so tell me about photographers you admire.
Oh boy. Now names are going to be bad, but my mentor, when I was young and starting in a field that women didn't do, was Don Dondero.
Oh, yes.
And Don was just great. He worked with us at the newspaper a little bit. And, of course, he was a commercial photographer. But he just sort of took me under his wing. And if I learned anything from anybody, it was from him.
You know, I have the book that he put out probably 25 years ago. Yeah. He was in my Toastmasters group.
Yes.
And what a lovely, lovely man.
Oh, he was great.
His photographs around the shooting of the Misfits.
Yeah, because he's got that famous photo of Marilyn Monroe, you know.
And he spent a good deal of his life chasing down people who were publishing his photographs without paying him for it.
Exactly.
And that's how he got his money. Others that you can think of, maybe contemporary photographers? Because there's been some great wildlife photographers in Nevada.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the greatest, to me, wildlife photographers in Nevada is Philip Demanchik.
Yes.
And he is, what he can do with a camera and animals is just incredible.
Well, and the thing that's crazy about Phil, and I love him, is that, you know, he works as the restaurant director at the Silver Legacy at Sterling's.
Uh-huh.
And the wine maestro. And he is the most hyper, 300 miles an hour kind of guy on the planet.
Yeah.
And yet he goes out into the wild, and he just lays down there for several days to take these pictures. The bears and the fish is just
phenomenal.
Well,
he's got this one picture of this grizzly about to snap down on a fish, you know, and I'm going, I wish I had that kind of patience. But
yeah, unbelievable.
And the newspaper, by the way, is doing a story on him. I think it's tomorrow.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, if people want to see your work, they can go to rgj.com.
Exactly.
It's not your favorite place for them to view it. They can buy the paper, but if for folks watching in Southern Nevada or around the state, if they want to see copies of your work, it's rgj.com.
It is, and it's really interesting because at least on the photo galleries, you can go back, I think it's 2 or 3 weeks, so quite often I'll have a number of photo galleries up that people can look at.
I think one of my proudest days, and I think it was back in the early 90s, was when Marilyn Newton came to my house and took photographs for a story about me. So I'm in your collection too.
That's right, you are.
Here's to the next 50 years.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, 50 years. Thank you.
Medicine, it may come around.
I
hope to be interviewing you.
Well, I hope you're here to interview me too. So that's
me
good.
Too. I'm an optimist. Marilyn Newton, congratulations.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 40 years in business, and as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We deliver for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
The Eldorado brought you Power Pennies. Now we're bringing you more with Power Pennies Plus. Keep on winning with bonus games that follow you. Start your engine with NASCAR Virtual Racing. Take the checkered flag and win free play with progressive payouts. Get more winning power with random birthday bonuses and our Power Pennies Plus Fantastic Friday Slot Tournament. You'll love our brand new weekly Prospectors Plunge. Qualify as you play daily for prizes each Friday. Power Pennies Plus, only at the Eldorado.
You can help keep our children from being left behind this summer. Join KRNV News 4 to stuff a bus with school supplies for Northern Nevada kids in need. From pencils to paper, backpacks to binders, nothing is too small, and anything can make a big difference for local children who can't afford the necessary supplies to be successful in class. It's time to help our children. Join KRNV News 4 to stuff a bus and make your donations at the Kitsgillian Walmart and Sam's Club on Friday, August 16th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 40 years in business, and as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We deliver for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Peter Krueger is here. He's the executive director of the Nevada Petroleum Marketers and Convenience Stores Association. You need to shrink that title down.
I'll do it.
Janice Flanagan is chair of the Washoe Dems, and Michael Hackett is with Alrus Consulting. Pleasure to have you all here. All right, so let me ask you, Peter, the price of gas, why is it so high?
Well, it's a Washoe County tax primarily. Here in Washoe County, the voters approved a indexing twice, actually. First, it was gasoline only, and it was tied to the consumer price index. Well, that didn't apparently generate enough money for RTC and road building. So they came back in 2009-2010, included diesel fuel, and expanded it to a PPI. There was a more than a consumer, it's more of a road building or commercial indexing. So it generates some money. But over the last, since 2004, we've generated an increase in rate of 3 cents a gallon. Well, this year, on July 1st, we had 5 cents a gallon. And it's tied to bonding. So this is not going away very, very much soon. So we're just locked into this rate. So we're paying 70 cents for federal, state, and local in Washoe County.
And we're going to see the same thing in Clark County if the tax goes through with the commission.
Good likelihood.
All right, so that answers the question. But I do want to ask you another question, which is, you know, this whole shale oil explosion across the country, is this going to in some way benefit the driver? Are we going to see lower costs eventually because of that?
Well, I think we already are in the Bakken, North Dakota, Montana, some of those areas. It produces a lot more homegrown, if you will, domestic crude. And supply and demand, of course, is where it's at. Sadly, we've got a question on the pipeline to move that crude oil to refineries.
This is the Keystone Pipeline.
Yeah, the Keystone Pipeline. That's one issue. The other thing is that because of some environmental and tax things, a lot of refiners are exporting the fuel, which is wrong. You know, we should be keeping that fuel here to keep our supply high and demand under control.
Let me change topics here. Senator Reid has done an astounding amount of interviews in the last couple of weeks here. In one of them, he said that Obamacare is just a step toward eventual single-payer system in this country. That's from the Las Vegas Sun. Your thoughts on that? Do you think that's where we're heading?
I would hope so. I think that single-payer system would be wonderful. I would think Medicare for all would be a really good way to go. The insurance companies have been a big thorn in the side of the consumer for a long time. And I think that if we could somehow find a way to move them aside, it would certainly help. I think Medicare works great. Talk to anybody who's on it. They'll love it.
But, Michael, the insurance industry is not going to sit still.
Oh, absolutely not. I think when you look at the whole healthcare industry and who is actually making the decisions in terms of the type of healthcare we get, so much of it is out of the hands of healthcare providers. You have the insurance industry that you just mentioned. You have the pharmaceutical industry, and you have the medical equipment companies. And they are the ones that are obviously profit-driven. Their stocks are very high. They have not been affected by the recession we've gone through, but they're the ones who are calling the shots on how our medical care is delivered to us. And you're exactly right. They're not going to go down without a big fight on this. And I think they proved that when they tried to have the public option on Obamacare, and that was killed pretty early on in the process.
Peter, it was interesting. The New York Times did a piece about a week or so ago talking about a guy who went as a medical tourist to Belgium to get a hip replacement, and the cost in this country would have been $80,000 plus. It was under $20,000, and that included the airfare and the recuperation and time, you know, and these were first-class doctors.
But I think what's been left out of, Michael ticked off the pharmaceuticals and the other rest of industry, the liability insurance, my belief is that many of the tests, procedures that are asked for or our doctor requires is to cover the potential for liability. So, I mean, I think that's another part of it. I couldn't disagree more on the idea that single care is a good thing. Sure, we can pick a situation in a foreign country where it was cheaper, but innovation Creativity drives the marketplace. I don't know many people that don't think that we have the very best, even for us Medicare recipients. And I think Medicare ought to be tied to ability to pay. I do believe that, because people who earn a lot of money shouldn't get the same rights as others. But I think that's a misnomer, that somehow, just because we pick out, you know, Belgium or something, that our system is overpriced. There is some of that, but it's still profit-driven, as Michael said, and I think liability.
Janice, you want to respond to that?
Well, of course it's profit-driven. That's the way our system works. But years and years ago, I believe that Truman was one of the first ones who wanted a single-payer plan. And at that time, Canada was just instituting a single-payer plan in Canada. There were very few people who would say that has not worked out well. Look how well the Obamacare has worked in Massachusetts when it was really Romney Care. There's a high percentage of people who have gone ahead with that and like it a lot.
Yeah.
All right. And I think that's good.
I agree with Peter that you do have healthcare providers that are practicing medicine defensively because of exactly what you talked about, the threat of lawsuits and what that could do to them personally and professionally. But I also think you have to look at our healthcare delivery system and how overly complex it is. And I think a lot of that has to do with with all of the different types of insurances that are in play here.
All right. And so in this show today, we have taken out the insurance industry and the trial lawyers. Good luck on that. We'll be right back.
At Nissan of Reno, save huge on our best-selling cars. Get a new 2013 Altima for only $19,995 or lease for just $199 per month. With best-in-class 39 miles per gallon, you'll save every time you fill up, only at Nissan of Reno.
How much do you think individual health insurance costs? What if it costs less than you think?
Yes.
Okay. How much do you think the average doctor or ER visit costs? At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we offer a variety of coverage options at surprisingly affordable rates. If you're self-employed, retiring early, or simply can't get health insurance at work, find out about affordable choices from Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield plans are designed to help fit your individual healthcare needs and budget.
Hi, Jack.
So whether you want basic coverage for yourself or more coverage for your family, call us at 1-800-818-0163. Or visit us online at buyanthemnow.com. Affordable coverage from a name you can trust. Call Anthem today. 1-800-818-0163.
When you are late on your payments, your bills can multiply. That's when you need CashCo. It's easy to get the cash you need at CashCo. There are no credit checks and no year-long contract. You can even apply by phone. All you have to do is write us a check and we'll hold it till payday. It's that simple. And with our quick approval process, you can get your money in as little as 15 minutes. So don't wait. When you think cash, think CashCo. With two Northern Nevada locations to serve you.
At Nissan of Reno, save huge on our best-selling cars. Get a new Versa sedan starting at $13,995 with automatic and AC. New 2013 Sentras started only $16,995. Low prices, great cars, only at Nissan of Reno.
On our next broadcast, Congresswoman Dina Titus will be here. See you.